Jake Moody. Dibs says, hey, preseason, whatever. I say, what are we doing? This guy kicks ball. It don't go straight. Too often for me, I don't think you need any more clues. This isn't just the preseason. It's kind of been the whole time. He was fine year one, not great. Year two, a mess. And yes, injury may have had something to do with that. And here we're starting out year three. He got outkicked by Greg Joseph in camp. And he has had two games, three games, but in the first one, he only had one extra point attempt. It went in.
He got outkicked in camp. Neither one of them missed.
They both missed. Greg missed less. Percentages, and again, those are
outkicked in camp, like in practice.
Yes.
Without people rushing, and you're just kicking balls in Santa Clara.
People are rushing. Like, they're doing that in an actual mimic mock event. Like, they've got a line. Okay. Again, for me, this is because it's the kicker. Kick ball straight. How often do you do it? Other than that, there's really not a whole lot going on here. I know every now and again, a few times a year, you get a weird situation. You know, how does he handle somebody breaking through the line or whatever? You know, maybe Moody's got a little bit longer of a leg. Maybe. I don't even know. But to me, it is so A to B. Line up, kick ball straight. How often do you do it? He doesn't do it often enough, for my taste. Let's go to Matt in San Jose. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me, guys. I listen every day. It's always good to hear you guys and talk to you guys.
My man, what's on your mind?
So, look, man, with respect to, like, how poorly timed all Moody's misses have been, I'll ask you this, Mark. Do you think that your expectations of Moody and perhaps your feelings of him now are because of the Niners championship window? Because they didn't have time to waste to get Trey Lance ready. That's why they traded him. Like, we got a ready now roster. And if that kind of roster, you need a ready now quarterback and you need a ready now kicker. Do you think that plays a role in that?
I mean, I don't even look at it, Matt, in terms of Super Bowl window. I look at it in terms of, it is a professional sports team's responsibility to be as good as they can be every year and try to win every game. And if you're telling me that Jake Moody is the best you can do at the kicker position right now, that is the most reliable option on the planet, I don't buy it. That's the only thing I'm thinking about.
Does the Greg Joseph numbers, like, does the difference in Greg's numbers in camp and Jake Moody's numbers in camp really move you? Because if they're looking at it from the lens of numbers, they may not see the grandest difference as much as they just see, golly, this guy misses kicks at the worst times.
Well, isn't that a characteristic, though, Matt? Like, and that's what worries me. No, I'm not. I don't even care if it's Greg Joseph. It can be somebody else. But we're watching somebody that, A, he kicks it crooked too often. And thanks, Matt. It's always good to hear from you. For me, Dibs, he kicks it crooked too often. And yes, I do think that we've also seen we've seen him get worse as the moment gets bigger. And that's a terrible characteristic for a kicker.
I don't know if you can use the sample of what this preseason now. Is that what we're looking at?
No, we're looking at, I missed an extra point in the Super Bowl. We're looking at...
Right, you also made three field goals in the Super Bowl.
Okay, great. Which, but you missed an extra point in the Super Bowl. You had the kick against the Rams, which was going to be a game closer. You missed it. There was the kick 2 years ago against Cleveland, which was a game winner.
Your argument, though, is he's getting worse at that. And you're going back 2 years to his rookie year.
I'm talking about the whole time.
Right.
You said that he's
getting worse at that.
I'm saying he gets worse when the moment gets higher. I've always felt that way. Not getting. He gets worse as the moment gets bigger. That's my assessment of what we've seen
and
from him.
I don't think it's the Niners' assessment. And if they reach that conclusion and if they see it in the regular season, they're going to make a move. They're not going to give Jake Moody additional chances to try to disprove that notion. If he goes out and he misses big kicks in big spots and it costs him games, or if he kicks the ball out of bounds, or if he misses extra points in the regular season,
already done these things.
They're going to make a move.
They've already done these things.
Yeah, but kickers miss. Like, find me the kicker who doesn't miss.
Of course.
You're setting an unfair bar for a guy that you particularly don't care for.
I don't have any relationship with Jake Moody whatsoever, and I'm not setting an unfair bar. You can simply look at the percentages of Jake versus others around the league. It's like, this is so mathematically A to B to me.
Well, 2 years ago, he was right about league average, 84%. Eh. He was 21 for 25. He missed four kicks, and he missed one extra point the entire year.
Yeah.
Last year, before the ankle injury, he had only missed one field goal. And then he got hurt. He missed three games. He came back, and he was patently awful after that.
And what field goal was that he missed? I'd argue it was the biggest one.
That was the one against
the Rams.
The Rams.
Yes, he would have closed out the game.
Right.
Remember that whole parlay? Ronnie Bell, special teams,
that's
DBs,
right.
Jake Moody, make a kick. Like, again, just I don't know what else anybody needs to see. These are extra points. These should not be missed all year. Like,
guys miss extra points.
I'll give you a list of 10 kickers who won't.
Right.
They will go undefeated this year for extra points. Undefeated. It will happen for multiple teams this year. And so, yeah, like that's all. I'm just there. I don't have anything against the guy. He just doesn't kick the ball straight enough. It's kind of been the case the whole time. Drew in Sunnyvale next up on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Drew, what's up?
Hey guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I mean, I'm totally on Mark's side here. It's not only that he missed the extra point, but the kick out of bounds and special on the kickoff, that's kind of inexcusable. Like, what are you trying to do there? And it's not the first time Jake Moody has kicked the ball out of bounds. He's just inconsistent. And I always harken back to Robbie Gould, and I know Robbie Gould, he's one of the best kickers of all time, right? But he never really had like a huge leg, so to speak, right? But he was consistent. You knew that if he got it between 40 to 49 yards, he would make it, right? And I don't feel that way about Jake Moody regarding any kick. It could be 31, it could be 59 yards, right? He hit the 59-yarder against Las Vegas, but that just goes to show how inconsistent he is. And as a kicker, you cannot be inconsistent. And so, last preseason game just left a bad taste in my mouth. I don't scour the free agents for kickers. I don't follow that. I think Greg Joseph is the only person that we know since he already came in and was competing for the job. But I think the team is leaning towards Jake Moody starting the year. But I have a question for Dibs. Like, do you wait for Jake Moody to lose you a game before you make a decision? I don't think that's a good process either. So. Yeah.
But the alternative is you go out and you replace him with somebody who may not necessarily be better. And looking at Greg Joseph's year last year, he was 16 of 20 on field goals, 80%, better than Jake Moody. But it's not like you're going out and replacing Jake Moody with a phenomenal kicker. Any kicker who is out there and available is probably not going to be much better than Jake Moody if Jake Moody is just average Jake Moody. Now, if he goes in the tank, and yeah, if he loses you a game, or if he misses a couple of extra points, if he can't keep the kickoffs inbounds, yet you're still winning games, you're going to make a move, because Kyle Shanahan does not have a lot of tolerance for bad kicking when he's out there, grinding on his laminated play sheet.
Yeah. Yeah, 21 kickers last year go 85% or better. 21 kickers go 85% or better.
Yep.
Jake Moody was at 70, and we can talk about injury all we want. That's interesting, though, because you've always told me, if you're out there, you're out there.
Yep, he was out there.
You know what I mean? And so, like,
if you look at his numbers before the injury, he was among those who were better than 85%. And then he came back, and, he probably shouldn't have kicked at all. If he was that hurt, and then you're hurt, and then you miss, and then you lose confidence, that's the part of your argument that I'm looking at and thinking, it may actually have teeth. The idea that he's losing his confidence or he doesn't have confidence, forget the injury or the non-injury last year. He was just bad. And if you carry that over into this year, and I know he's changed his approach to the ball and the rest of it, you have a new special teams coordinator, new long snapper, new holder, all the rest of it. Bottom line, you got to make the kicks.
Yeah.
All that other stuff, and it doesn't matter. You're the kicker.
By the way, last year, through all of these horrific injury problems, apparently, do you know how many extra points Jake Moody missed last year?
One. And he missed one the year before.
Yeah. So,
But we're all hell-bent on highlighting a miss in a preseason game.
Of course, because that's very, very rare. And he's not, I don't care what anybody says, watch him play. He's not kicking the ball well. Like, okay, he made one in Vegas from 27 yards that he wrapped around the pole.
And he made one from 59 in Vegas.
Good. Like, he doesn't miss them all.
Right.
But he doesn't.
And he had a couple on Saturday that were just perfect.
Right. And then he had a couple that weren't. Like, he doesn't kick the ball straight often enough. I know he can do it. He doesn't do it often enough. 70% last year, you were healthy enough to make all your extra points. Why weren't you healthy enough to make your field goal kicks?
Yeah, and if you look at it, 4 of 9 from 50 and beyond, 6 of 11 from 40 to 49, those are the, like the 40 to 49s nowadays, you should be at 85% on those. When you get over 50 yards, it shouldn't be a 50-50 kick, but it should be certainly closer to 75% of those kicks you make, and he wasn't.
I mean, the Titans, the Packers, the Steelers, the Broncos, the Commanders, the Falcons, the Cowboys, I believe the, the Colts, I already mentioned the Packers, the Vikings, and the Jags, and maybe one other team. All of those teams did not miss an extra point all year. All year last year. So that's all I'm saying. You got to go get one of those guys. And you use a third round pick on this guy. Like, no matter what happens here, you got to at least admit, I'm not saying they need to do this publicly, this was not well thought out.
So far, it's not looking great.
This was not a good way to use a third-round draft
pick. Well, you can look at other third-round picks that they've made, and this one is not even close to their worst one. And you could look at Jalen Hurd, I believe a third-round pick, who never actually played professional football. And we can run all the way down the list. That's not what this exercise is for. You took a chance. You used a third-round pick. And I think it was one of the supplemental picks that they had gotten, compensatory picks. Not that that really matters.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
End of the third, but you used it on a kicker, which is mostly unheard of, and, you know, 2 years in, now you're already thinking about maybe making a move.
Grandy says they actually traded up in the third round to get him.
Okay.
They traded up to get a kicker.
If you like the player and you're afraid that maybe he won't be there, then go ahead and trade up.
Yeah, but then he's got to be good, and he's not. And all these other teams found really good kickers just sitting there as undrafted free agents. It happens all the time. Wasn't Aubrey in Dallas completely undrafted? Brandon Aubrey kicks balls from 60 yards with regularity.
Yes, he was. I think Dibs was right, though. I was wrong. He was not. They did not trade up for him in the third round.
All right. Yeah. So third round pick.
Give yourself a buzzer.
Hit it. Thank you. Anyway, that's all. Like, look, I'm going to lose the argument because they're going to keep him. So he's going to get the opportunity to do this. Let me ask you this. How far do we go into how many misses in the regular season?
Depends on the miss.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on the miss. If it's a miss that costs you a game and you're down 21-19 and, you know, he's already hit 4 field goals in the game, but you got him at a 42-yarder and he misses and he goes 4 for 5 in the game, that might be enough to do it. Because like you're saying, it's the high leverage kicks, it's the pressure kicks. Those are the ones that you absolutely have to have. And, you know, you go back to 49er seasons gone by, and Robbie Gould is a name, and, you know, you had David Akers, who actually set the NFL record with the 49ers. That was, I think, the Harbaugh team, and having a kicker you can rely on is critical, especially when you struggle in the red zone, as they did last year.
I mean, I would like to point out, like, the teams that tend to scare you in the league usually have Captain Automatic. Like, look around the league and the teams that tend to play really well. It's like, you know who those kickers are. For years, and I know the Ravens moved on from him because now he's right accused of all stuff in the legal world, but the Ravens had Justin Tucker. 55 yards and in, automatic. The Chiefs are rocking Harrison Butker. The Bills have Bass. All those teams, and then look what happens. The Bengals think they have one, and then he shows up and has a bad year. And what happens? They miss the playoffs. Now, I'm not blaming him for the Bengals missing the playoffs. Obviously, their defense and many other problems existed. But my point is I tend to think that a kicker is really important to winning football games in the NFL. When you have an opportunity, sometimes it comes down to the end. And when you have an opportunity to win that game, you got to trust that guy. You can't tell me you trust him to make a big kick.
Absolutely.
You do?
How can you not trust him?
Because he's given you no reason.
Over the course of half a year.
What?
His first year was solid. It was fine.
Give me the big kick he hit. Do you remember the first year? They blew everyone out.
Last year on the opener, he made 6 field goals. Are those not big when you can't get in the end zone?
They were up by 25 points.
Because he was making field goal after field goal.
The first kick of his life that was considered like, dude, the game's on the line, he whiffed the sucker. And the rest of that year, nothing mattered because they were up 30-10. Every week and on their way to the Super Bowl.
In which he made, what, 3 field goals in the Super Bowl?
And missed an extra point, which I could
argue. You can dwell on the negative, but or you can look at the fact that he made 3 field goals. As a rookie,
I don't think
he made 3 field goals. It's Ross Dwelly. He made 3 field goals in the Super Bowl as a rookie. That's not nothing.
Dude, you went to overtime and missed an extra point.
Right.
You went to overtime and missed an extra point. Who knows? You might have won that thing in regulation if he had kicked the ball through the uprights. Again,
you might have won in overtime if your coach knew the rules.
Yeah, sure. Again, I'm not putting every ill of the 49ers on Jake Moody. I'm simply spotlighting Jake Moody. You're telling me that you trust him in a big kick. I think I got more than half this fan base on my side. I don't.
Of course you do.
I don't.
Of course. And
why? Like what?
Like, why would you not have more than half the fan base on your side? Because people like to boo the kicker.
No,
you don't applaud the kicker when he does well because that's what he's supposed to do.
Just give me the big kick.
But when the kicker misses, we go ahead and boo him.
Give it to me.
I'd have to look at the game log, Mark.
Because it hasn't happened.
Fine. It hasn't happened. Let's bring in Greg Joseph, a guy that no other team is out there trying to clamor to bring him in.
You can poo-poo it, but the bottom line is that he has now been here for 2+ years and there's no clutch kick. You can't remember the one time where he sent everyone home happy.
But it's just
happened.
2 years, and he did it in preseason, which, you know, you're really focused on that mattering.
Well,
so
I thought you just told me it didn't.
Oh, it doesn't. But you're saying 2+ years. He hasn't even started his third year.
I don't care if it's preseason or in your backyard or the Super Bowl. Kick the ball straight 90% of the time.
Yeah, it's just almost 90% is not the barometer. The league average is 84.
85
right.
is, and he doesn't do it.
Fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, 2 minutes left, made a 53-yarder to take the lead.
Okay.
That doesn't count because he missed an extra point.
I didn't say it didn't count.
No, I said that.
That's a good answer. But he did. He missed an extra point.
Also made a 55-yarder in that same game in the second quarter. At that time, it was a Super Bowl record.
Great. Again, I'm simply talking about percentages. There's too many sideways kicks. And you can listen to Kyle Shanahan in a press conference if you want, or you can look at his facial expressions on the sideline. Don't tell me the Niner brass ain't pissed. Don't tell me they aren't.
Well,
they
let's just see how pissed they are.
Well, they're not going to do anything about it because there's financial ramifications.
And also, there's no one out there who's appreciably better than he is.
You don't know that.
Well, if there was somebody who was definitely better, they would have brought him in by now.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. There are financial ramifications.